Good morning. Welcome at this first ODL podcast for 2011. My name is Paul Prinsloo. I am the ODL coordinator at UNISA. In many countries across the world, it has become tradition to have, at the start of a new year, a State of the Nation address when their parliaments open. President Obama of the United States of America had his State of the Nation address a number of weeks ago, and President Zuma will have his State of the Nation address before the end of this week. Hearing about the expectations regarding the upcoming State of the Nation address, I wondered what such an address at UNISA will cover and uncover. The ODL launch took place last week Wednesday in the Senate Hall, and as we reflected on how far we have come and how far we still have to go, I got a sense that UNISA is at a tipping point regarding teaching and learning. And the tipping point is not only brought about by an increasing use of a range of technologies, but also grappling with the tensions between our openness and the underpreparedness of students and lecturers alike. At the Senate Tuition and Learner Support Committee meeting of 31st of January, a number of far-reaching recommendations were approved. These recommendations will now serve at the Senate meeting of March 2011. Among the recommendations was a decision to move from designing primarily for print to designing curricula and learning experiences for e-learning and then providing for a range of delivery options. This is a major decision. In the ODL communique of this week, you can read more about this decision. A second report that also served at the meeting was a long-awaited report on the implementation of semesterization at UNISA. The issue no longer is whether semesterization is better than year courses or whether year courses are more effective. On the basis of current evidence, the report seems to suggest that there is very little, if any, difference in the student success rates between year and semester modules. I suspect it's also very difficult to compare due to changes in curricula and assessment practices. The report also shares 8 recommendations taking semesterization as a fact and focus then on how to improve the implementation of semesterization. You can read more about these recommendations in this week's communique. So while the verdict is out on what the current state of teaching and learning at UNISA is, I think there are pointers that UNISA is at a crucial point in its history. I have posted another podcast at the end of this ODL communique, which I made last week, sharing my feelings about making these podcasts. Feel free to listen to it. Have a great week. Bye-bye.